BBC World Service, this is Joe Parsons with the latest sport. There's been another development in the power struggle among football officials in the CONCACAF region, which covers North and Central America and the Caribbean. Lyle Austin, the ousted acting president of CONCACAF, claims he's won a court injunction in the Bahamas that would result in his return to office. Richard Fleming reports.
Lyle Austin, as the most senior vice president, became acting head of CONCACAF when Jack Warner was suspended by FIFA's ethics committee, this over allegations of bribery last month. But after trying to sack General Secretary Chuck Blazer, Austin was himself suspended by a majority of the CONCACAF executive committee. That suspension was extended to a ban from all international football activities by FIFA, but Austin believes he is now back at the helm of an organisation which is suffering from infighting.
In tennis, it's semi-finals day at the grass court tournament at Queen's Club in London, where there's a rare chance of an all-British final on Sunday. Andy Murray is playing Andy Roddick in the first match, with a winner meeting either Joe Wilfried Tsonga, who knocked out the world number one, Rafael Nadal, or Britain's James Ward, who's ranked outside the world's top 200.
Obviously, it's great. It's great for British tennis, and it's great to be involved with Andy in the semis as well.
What a thought! James Ward against Andy Murray in the final on Sunday.
It would be great, but I think we've got a little while to go before that happens. Just focus on tomorrow, and you never know what can happen.
In athletics, Tyson Gay makes his Diamond League debut on Saturday when New York hosts the sixth meeting in this year's series. Gay, the fastest man in the world this year over 100 metres, faces the next quickest, Jamaica's Steve Mullins. Looking ahead, the BBC's Ed Harry.
Tyson Gay is rarely injury-free these days, but even short of full fitness, he's never run this fast so early in the season. Gay's 9.79 in Claremont, Florida, and training partner Mullins' 9.80 at the Eugene Diamond League came within hours of each other last Saturday, and the much-improved Jamaican, with Bolt, a relay gold medalist at the last Worlds in 2009, now finds himself sharing top billing with Gay in New York. It's the meeting where 3 years ago, Usain Bolt broke the 100 metres world record for the first time when he ran 9.72. If anyone gets close to that, then the 100 at this year's Worlds will start looking like the most open for a long time.
In ice hockey, the Vancouver Canucks are one game away from clinching their first Stanley Cup. A goal in the third period from Maxime Lapierre gave the Canucks a 1-0 win over the Boston Bruins in Game 5 in Vancouver, putting the Canucks 3-2 up in the best-of-seven series. Game 6 is in Boston on Monday. There's more sport at our website, that's bbcworldservice.com. Lee James will be here at 14 hours with Sports World, but for now, that's the latest BBC Sport.